Dealing with Failure, Part 2. Failure is essential. If you aren't failing, you aren't really trying. And if you aren't failing enough, you aren't trying hard enough. In fact, it's been said, and I believe it to be true, you can often estimate the size of a man's success by looking at the size and number of his failures. No one ever hit a home run by not swinging the bat. No one ever threw a touchdown by punting. So many of us live lives of mediocrity, not because we don't have talent, but because we are unwilling to risk failure. As Steve Jobs once said, you've got to be willing to act, and you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far. How many touchdowns have you not thrown because you chose to punt, or you took the easy way instead of the more difficult path to glory? How many of us never hit that home run, not because we couldn't, but because we were afraid to swing the bat? Were we afraid to fail? Were we too concerned about being embarrassed? Did we wonder what people would think if we swung and missed? We have to get rid of that fear. If you try, you are going to miss sometimes. You are. I've missed. And more than likely, I'm going to miss again. But I won't stop swinging, and neither should you. Isn't it better to try and temporarily fail than to never try and never succeed at all? If you want to succeed in anything, you must be willing to take a chance. Make the attempt and accept the possibility of failure. Each of us will occasionally fail, and that's nothing to be afraid of or ashamed of. Embrace it, learn from it, and swing again. Success and failure go hand in hand. Remember, everyone who has ever succeeded has also failed. And in most cases, they fail many times, sometimes spectacularly. But when they fail, they pull themselves up, analyze what happened, and try it again. But this time, they did it with an increased knowledge of their endeavor. This time, they had new and better information and a better chance of success on the next attempt. Realize virtually everything worthwhile starts with failure. We learn to walk, but first we fall. We learn to ride a bike, but first we fall. We learn to write, but in the beginning we made mistakes in spelling and grammar, and most of us still do. But the more we do, the more we try, the more mistakes we make, the better we get. Doing and failing is always the path to improvement and greater achievement in anything. The fact is, failure is at the foundation of almost all successes. That's simply how the world works. We do. We fail. We learn. We do it again. We succeed. That's life. Get used to it. Understand it. And embrace it. The worst thing anyone can do is to spend their life trying to avoid failure. Remember, without the willingness to try and fail, you wouldn't even be walking, or even talking for that matter. That's how it is in every aspect of life and business. Failure is an inevitable stepping stone to achievement. Don't ever forget it. Internalize it. Make it part of you. Because if you spend your life trying to avoid failure rather than achieving success, you are doomed. Focus on what you have to do and where you want to go. But don't worry that you might fail. Just do it. Don't wait until everything's just perfect, because it never will be. Don't analyze the project over and over and over until you know that you can't fail, because that time will never come. No worthwhile journey ever consists solely of green lights. Now, all of this isn't to say that you don't need a plan, information, and a reasonable degree of confidence in the outcome. It does mean that if you wait until you are certain that you can't fail, the only guaranteed result is either that the opportunity will be quote-unquote stolen by someone else who didn't wait for things to be perfect, or you will be waiting until the end of time. Even if success isn't certain, you have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to risk failure. Success and failure are flip sides of that same coin. But until you actually flip the coin, you don't get either. What if you try and fail? So what? Failure is how you learn. If you're human, you've failed in the past. Guess what? You're going to fail again. If you act, you will occasionally fail. You might even fail a lot, but it doesn't matter. Failure is never the problem. It only becomes a problem depending upon how you react. Do you let it destroy your confidence and ambition? Or do you learn from it? get back up, dust yourself off, and try again. That's how you learn to walk. It's also how you learn to succeed. Thomas Edison literally failed over 10,000 times in the creation of the light bulb. But he had the right attitude. When he was asked by a reporter about his incredible number of failures, he said, "Young man, I know you are young and do not yet know the ways of the world, but I want you to know I have not failed 10,000 times. I've successfully found 10,000 ways that it will not work." Edison wasn't afraid of failing. He learned from each and every one of them. Then he did it again, only better. He followed the process. He never considered his failures to be a bad thing. They were simply opportunities to learn and improve. They were nothing but stepping stones to his eventual success. But first, as uncomfortable as they may have been, he had to be willing to take those steps. I can't say this enough. You are going to occasionally fail. Deal with it. When you experience a setback, don't take it personally. Don't let it shake your confidence in yourself, your abilities, or your plans. Just remember, the most successful people in history have failed. Often hugely. Thomas Edison, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs. The list goes on and on and on. What did they do? They ignored the failure, the opinions of others. They got up and they did it again, but they did it better. Realize, no matter what you do and no matter how well you do it, it is a simple fact of life. Occasionally things will go wrong. A deal will fall apart, the sale won't be made, the race will be lost, you'll forget your lines. Even if you do everything just right, something that is out of your control will cause things to go south. That's life. Get used to it. When it happens, how you react will be infinitely more important than the fact of the failure or the setback itself. It's about how you react. After having done everything right and still failing, many people simply fold. They are so distraught, they quit trying, they get out of the business, they start finding fault with everything. They shut down their aspirations without understanding that setbacks are just an unavoidable part of the game, the process. They give up, they stop trying. They don't realize that failure is simply the natural order of things, that failure is an unavoidable, undeniable, essential part of the success process. Don't ever let that happen to you. Don't ever allow a temporary setback become a permanent failure. Learn from it and do it again. Don't forget, our setbacks are always opportunities to learn and improve. With every improvement, we increase our chances of success at the next attempt. But to learn from our setbacks, we have to be willing to experience them in the first place. In other words, try, and regardless of the result, then move to the next step in the process. If you succeed, great. Analyze what you did. Learn to do it better. Then move on to an even greater accomplishment. If you fail, analyze the failure. Learn from it. Get back up and do it again. Whether you succeed or fail, it is the seed of a future accomplishment, if you let it be such. Don't be afraid of failure. It's part of the process. If you avoid the possibility of failure, you are avoiding the possibility of real success. Again, we talked about this before, but I'm going to do it again. Like learning to walk, success comes from pushing yourself to and past your current limits. Failing, falling, learning, getting better, and then going beyond what was previously possible. For each of us, our lives unfold the very same way. First, we can do nothing but lay on our backs. Then we rolled over. Then we crawled. Then we walked. Then we ran. But each step in that process required attempts and failures before we could move on to the next level. Success and accomplishment in business and all aspects of life works exactly the same way. If we want to accomplish anything, we have to participate in the process. And to accomplish anything of value, part of that process is failure. We participate or we don't. It's a choice. Our choice. Your choice. But choices always have consequences. We can choose to rise and occasionally fail, and then get back up again to rise higher. Or we can choose to stagnate. The choice is yours. Choose to embrace failure. Don't try to avoid it. Accept it. Allow it to mold you, strengthen you, and help you to grow to heights you may never have imagined possible. The last thing I want to say is you can do this. Whatever it is, I don't know what your goal is, what your background is, what your education is, but I know success is within you. Whatever your goal may be, you can find a way to succeed. You can. But you have to be willing to participate in the process, be willing to try, and yes, be willing to fail. Never forget, the most important factor in the life you live is always you. It's not the business, the profession, or the company. In every business, in every company, or any industry, there are people at the top and people at the bottom. Some succeed, some fail. It's not the company that matters, it's you. The determining factor of your life will always be you. It's the attitude you carry, the willingness to push forward, to try again, in spite of the failures and setbacks you will experience. Where you are today is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is where you want to go and what you are willing to do to get there. This is Bruce Castro, and I'm wishing you all the best.